To be here this morning. How many people have your Bibles with you this morning? Let me see the Bibles. I like to see them Bibles. Raise them up high. If you didn't bring your Bible with us, don't be raising up songbooks, please. When I was down in Mexico, I taught English to a bunch of young kids, and I learned all the tricks. So don't be holding up your song books and trying to con this preacher. I look like a preacher because I am a preacher. By the grace of God, I am what I am. I am glad you're here. I enjoy preaching to people. There's no greater joy than to preach the gospel, preach the word of God. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. I hope it works. But it is a blessing that you're here. How many people invited somebody here today? Would you raise your hand? You invite somebody? Oh, that's pretty pitiful. Thank God for you guys that raised your hand. But that's pretty pitiful. You know, it's our job to be fishers of men.
Amen.
It's our job to encourage people to come to the house of God. Shame on you. Shame on you. You're going to have to pray this morning, see. I'm an evangelist. You get to be called Israel. Now some people, I heard some people say there was something wrong with Jacob. He was a mama's boy. I mean, he had a chance to go hunting with his brothers, and he stayed home and made pudding or whatever he made, you know. You know, there's something wrong with that guy. No, I think I'll stay home and cook, you know. Just don't know about that type, you know. Just wonder. Now we're talking about men. Now why did Jacob's brother get to be Israel? Why is it Jacob? You think that's fair? Let me get way back. How about it, Brother Kincaid? You think that's fair? Oh, boy, he ain't afraid to say what he thinks. I'm not. You do realize that God changed Jacob's name to Israel, don't you, Brother Kincaid? Huh? Now, why does Solomon get to be called the wisest man? I don't know about you folks, but, you know, I got married, and that gave me some wisdom. And I only married one. That dude, he married 700 of them. And that ain't enough. And then he got 300 extras around him in case they all had a headache, see? And God says that man's wise. Now, how come he gets to be called the wise? It don't take brains to figure that one out. Huh? It don't take but about a week with a woman to figure out this ain't going to work with 700 around here. If I even hinted to my wife, you know, I'm thinking about getting a couple extras, you know, I wouldn't be standing here today, see? Ain't that right? Yeah. We're getting on dangerous ground here. But Solomon was called wise. Yeah, I've known some wise men. And they didn't have no 700 wives and 300 concubines. Don't seem fair to me. How about Abraham? You know, some of the problems we got here today was because Abraham shacked up with Hagar. You know, all this, you know, we invite these guys from over there in that Middle East over there in our country here, and we try to do things. You know whose fault that was, don't you? See, that was Abraham way back then. You know what Abraham did? He takes his wife on a trip to Egypt. She wanted a vacation. He said, I'll take you to Egypt. We'll go see the pyramids. Gets his wife down there. He says, oh, by the way, you know, we're traveling to some of these Muslim countries, you know, and so, you know, it'd probably be good if you just said that you was my sister. We're talking about Abraham here. A friend of God doing that? How many of you ladies here today, your husband's going to take you down to some country and says, hey, don't tell anybody you're my wife. Just tell them you're my sister. Huh? How's that go? How would that go over? Huh? Doesn't seem fair, does it? Are you still with me?
Amen.
Hey, we've only just begun. How about Job? God have mercy, I'm on dangerous ground here. How about Job? God gets in a chess match with the devil, or a wager, or a challenge. I don't know what you call it. I want to say the right words. But he gets in this challenge with this devil challenges him. He says, all right, I'm going to take you up on it. We're just going to see. And so Job loses his family, all his children. He loses everything he has. His wife turns against him. And he's sitting out there in an ash heap with boils all over his face. Is that fair? How about that one? You ever read the book of Job? Don't seem fair, does it? How about a man named Uzzah? I don't know if you remember him. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name right. U-Z-Z-A-H. Uzzah. Remember Uzzah? Some of you don't even know who I'm talking about. You ought to read your Old Testament too, see? Now Uzzah, this guy that followed David when he put the ark on the cart, see? Remember that story? Well, somebody didn't do a good job. They didn't get the bearings on that cart going right. And so that cart started to wobble. And Uzzah, he just thought he'd help out, put his hand up there to stabilize it, and wham, he's dead. Now that don't seem fair to me. The man was just trying to help. He was just trying to help, and he's dead. Think he had any wife? Had a wife, children? He's dead. Somebody's going out with a daddy. Because he reached out and touched the ark just to help it. Think that's fair? How about Lot's wife? Uzzah, he just reaches out her hand, but you know what Lot's wife did? She just did this. Have you ever done that? Just walking along. And she's a pillar of stone. I teach my kids when they drive their, you know, they're driving their car, they got to do that every so many seconds, you know. You know, you got to look in the mirror, look back. Think that's fair? Don't you know that she had some children back in that city she was looking back at? Don't you know she invested some of her life back there? Maybe didn't get to take all her pictures out of her kids. And she looked back and she's a stone. Capital punishment. Dead. Not living anymore. Think that's fair? I'm asking, are you going to be honest with me this morning?
No.
You're not going to be honest with me, or what? I don't understand.
No, it's not fair.
You think that's fair, brother? What is it with everybody disagreeing with God? I mean, it was God that turned her stone, right? Who are we to disagree with God? I don't know about this crowd. I mean, we're about split 50-50 here. How about that older brother? Remember the prodigal son? Here's this young guy. He says, Dad, I understand you're going to give us an inheritance. You already got in the mutual funds or whatever. You got everything. I'd like my share now. Give it to me. He says, all right, son. I'll give it to you. And he goes out and finds him some harlots and whatever. And he spends it all on riotous living. Lives like the devil. Then he comes back and he wants a party. And that older son, been faithful to his dad, been out there laboring every day. And he's got a complaint and he's rebuked for it. Now, do you think that's fair? I mean, here he's serving his father day in and day out. And he don't get no party. How about Moses? You know what Moses did? No promised land for you. Did you understand what he did? Yes, he did this. No more for you. The man put up with Israel. This is the man that stood in the gap. Amen. This is the man. Hey, I don't understand this. I just don't understand this. This is the man that when God said, hey, I'm tired of these rascals. Let me alone. I'm going to destroy them. And Moses dares to stand before this Almighty God and said, now, Lord, we need to think about this a little bit. If you destroy these people, them guys down in Egypt are going to say you couldn't bring them out. Hey, Lord, you need to remember Abraham, see? This is Moses. He put up with them. I mean, it seemed like God got frustrated with, I don't know if that's the right word, but he just got put out with Israel. Well, don't you think Moses, just a man made out of dust, don't you think he got frustrated with them a little bit? And so he did this. No promised land. Think that's fair? I don't. I mean, you just get frustrated in a moment's anger and you lose everything? Just like that? I mean, you read the lives of, you know, you read the lives of some of these people in the Bible, and how do they get on anybody's list, let alone God's list? Amen. Some things happen in your life, haven't they? You just don't think it's fair. I look around here, some dearly beloved brethren, and I think this don't seem fair to me. Look at that man back there sitting in the back, Brother Kincaid. How come he's got to put a needle in his belly button all the time? I mean, I know he loves the Lord. I've been with him. I know he loves God. I know he loves you. I know you think he's hard. I know. But I've been with him when he wept over you and cried over you. How come he's got to put a needle in his belly button all the time? I don't think that's fair. How about this brother Steve over here? How come he can't drive? He's got to have his wife driving. Why is that? I don't think that's fair. Look at this dear couple here. Brother Brian, Judy. Got that little baby. I don't know of a harder working man than Brother Brian. I don't know, man, that man's faithful. How come he's got that little baby? I mean, there's some rascals out there. There's some rascals in the pulpit out there. How come they don't have a baby like that? Just don't seem fair. Man, I'd like to do some things in Poland. Boy, I'd like to do some things. I'd like to print the gospel in a newspaper again. Just don't have the money. But there's some rascals over there sitting in some big old mansions. They got money coming out of their ears. Just don't seem fair to me. How come the swaggarts and the shulers and all the no goods? How come they got money coming out of their ears to do things? And then where the people of God and sincerely would spend the money right, do right with the money, and not spend it on themselves and try to get the gospel, how come they don't get it? It just don't seem fair to me. Have you been there? I know I'm on dangerous ground. God help me. But I only preach this morning because I couldn't find anywhere in the Bible where it said I had to agree with God. Does it ever say in the Bible I have to agree with God? I happen to be in disagreement. But you know what I know? He is right and I am wrong. Amen. He is wise and I am dumb. I am convinced that He knows and I don't know. Amen. He's right. Amen. And so if He wants to call those laborers in and give the man who only worked an hour a penny, and call that man in and work all day long and give him just the same amount, the same wage, He is right. Amen. He is God and I am man. Amen. God is right. He is right and I am wrong. He is correct and I am mistaken. He is righteous and I am unrighteous. He is holy and I am unholy. He is faithful and I am unfaithful. He is trustworthy and I am not trustworthy. He is comely and I am uncomely. He is true and I am false. He is sound and I am unsound. He endures and I give up. He is a light and I am in darkness. He is God and I am man. He is omnipotent and I am weak. He is omniscient, and I am ignorant. He sees all things, and I'm blind and unseeing. He understands all things, and I'm unknowing. He is the Creator, and I am the created. He is the Savior, and I'm the saved. He is the Shepherd, I am the sheep. He is the Father, and I'm the child. He is sinless, and I'm sinful. He is strong, but I am weak. He is right, but I am wrong. Amen. Job. Now I'm going to teach you. I said what all I said today. I've walked out on that precipice. It was very dangerous out there. I felt different. Don't like it. But I'm trying to help you this morning. Now I can hope we can understand what Job said. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Amen. See, we're talking about what faith is this morning. We're talking about what trust in God is this morning. My Bible says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Can you trust Him this morning? Even when it doesn't seem fair. How come you got troubles in your marriage when you're trying so hard? Just don't seem fair. Can you trust Him this morning? How come you got trouble with your children when you tried so hard? Can you trust Him this morning? He says, all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You have knocked on doors and you preached and you prayed and you did what you can and it just doesn't seem to be working. Can you trust Him this morning? You go off to a frozen land and you study and you study the language and you do the best you can. And you come back with three converts and one of them is turned back to the world. Can you trust Him this morning? Yeah. Abraham said, shall not the judge of all, or God Almighty said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
Amen.
After Abraham asked, wilt thou destroy the righteous with the wicked? Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And that's what he said to these laborers. I'll pay you that which is right.
Amen.
God is right and I am wrong this morning. And bless God, brother and sister, you need to get that down in your heart this morning that God is right.
Amen.
Even when it does not seem fair to you. The psalmist cried out and wept as he prayed, realizing he was a worm and no man, a sinner before the eyes of a holy God. He said, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and shall be innocent from the great transgression. Do not presume upon God. Can you trust Him this morning? I look across these faces this morning. I see some weary faces. I know some of the burdens. Doesn't seem fair, does it? Just doesn't seem fair. Can you trust Him? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Here it is. Trust in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Look it up. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy path. Can you trust Him? When you look out across this land of ours, maybe in the religion, maybe in the churches, even good churches, preacher friend, can you trust Him? You see these other guys having great success and you labor year in and year out. You try to do what you think is right and you study the Scriptures and you do your best. You're convinced this is God's way. This is God's way. You're convinced, and by faith you do it, but it just don't seem to be working. It just doesn't seem to be fair. Can you trust Him? Body starts to get weak. You have some afflictions in your life. Maybe some health problems. And you just wonder why these other people, they live like the devil. And they're just as healthy as horses. Why?
Why? Doesn't it just seem fair? Can you trust Him? Can you say this morning, He is right and I am wrong? He is God and I am man. You can do that, you're going to learn what Job meant, though he slayed me, yet will I trust Him. If you can do that, you're going to enter in on Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Can you trust Him? Sinner friend, maybe the reason you aren't saved here this morning is because you just didn't think God was fair. Maybe you still don't think it's fair. Maybe you've got it down convinced in your mind it just wasn't fair that God condemned you and Adam. That you're a sinner because your father sinned. And you're paying the price today because of it. You just don't think it's fair. But can you trust Him? He's the great architect. He has all the plans. He sees all things. He sees every side. He's seen the bottom side, the top side, the back side, the inside. He's seen it all. You can only see just the outward part. You haven't seen everything. 5-6 years ago, my brother came into me just weeping because my mother just passed away. My brother's not saved. Doesn't know the Lord. How can there be a God that takes my mother away from me when she's so young? It's not fair. Didn't seem fair. He was a carpenter. I said, Derek, you're a carpenter, right? You're not the architect. Your job is to put up the boards where the architect tells you to put them up. You can't see the finished plan. He's only given you your floor plan. That's all you have. You just have your floor plan. You can't see beyond. Can you trust Him this morning? Sinner friend, can you trust Him? My Christian friend, can you trust Him this morning? Oh, I know the burdens. Maybe I don't even know your burden. Maybe just I think I know your burden. Some of you I know have suffered much more than I have. Maybe more than I ever will. Just don't seem fair. Some of you are better men and better women, more faithful. You love God more than I do. And yet you suffered affliction. Just don't seem fair. But can you trust Him this morning? I've done my best to preach. God knows I want to be a blessing to people. But we have these chairs set up like this because we call this an altar. It's not really an altar, but we call it an altar. We have them set up so you can come down here and get on your knees and cry out to God. We have invitations so that you can just assert a little bit of boldness, a little bit of humility. So you can deny yourself just a little bit. My Bible says, confess your faults one to another. And we're going to give an old-time invitation. In just a few minutes, we're going to stand and sing. Number 257, I think it is, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. We're going to sing that song, but as we begin to sing, I want you to come down here and get on your knees. And tell God you can trust Him. Amen. Even though it doesn't seem fair. Even though life hadn't treated you fair, I want you to come down here and get on your knees. We want revival. That's what this is all about, right? If we want revival, we're going to have to trust Him, see? Can you trust Him? Has God spoken to your heart this morning? Let's all stand and sing number 257. Is that the right number? 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Can you trust Him this morning? Don't wait. There's no reason to wait. Come on down here. Get on your knees. I can't help but believe God has touched your life. Come on down here. There's no reason to wait. Get on your knees and say, Lord, I can trust You.
Oh God, it's hard, but I can trust you. Oh, it's sweet when you trust Jesus. Oh, what a blessed thing it is to trust in Jesus. Can you trust Him this morning? Just doesn't seem fair, but can you trust Him? Some have come. Don't wait any longer. I'm not really good. Just a minute. Just going to tell you frankly, I'm not really good at pleading with people. But I really do think that God has touched more people this morning. Some of you just need to get on your knees right now and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Very dangerous thing to resist God. It's a very dangerous thing to get in the practice of hardening your heart when God, the Holy Spirit, has spoken to you. Now, we're going to sing another song. This is another opportunity for you. And if God has spoken to you this morning, then you need to get on your knees and have a talk with God. Amen. You need to pour out your complaints. You need to tell God you just don't think it's fair. And then you need to tell Him, I'm going to trust you. You need to get it off your chest this morning. Let's sing this song, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. Don't wait. Don't wait. God has spoken to you this morning. Get on your knees and cry out to God. Thank you. Be seated. We have some dear saints of God up here praying. I want you to pray. Oh, Father, life just doesn't seem fair to us sometimes. Now, Lord, I don't even know that we have a right to complain. I'm not even sure we have a right to make judgments. But Lord, that's what we do. That's what we are. We're sinners. God, I want to say tonight, or this morning, I want to say I trust you. I think you're smarter than I am. I think you're wiser than I am. I think you know more than I do. And God, I just ask you to have mercy upon me for not trusting you. God, have mercy upon me in this church for every time we doubted you. Oh, God, have mercy. And Lord, I know some brothers and sisters here, they got some real burdens. It's just a little bit stretching their faith to trust you. I pray you'd give them the faith they need. Oh, God, I pray that you would give us the faith to overcome, to trust you. Help us to trust you with all our heart. Help us not to lean on our own understanding. Oh, God, we acknowledge you this morning. God, help us to say as Job, though you slay us, yet we will trust you. Oh, God, that's a big step of faith for us. That's kind of hard for some of us, Lord, because we know you. Oh, God, help us to trust you. Lord, we want revival. And Lord, I know that we can't have revival unless we trust you. And Lord, I pray you'd make us a trusting people. Lord, make us a people that